Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another of the most scintillating hours in finance radio. And we got fireworks, folks. Wild week. And like I was sharing in the first 3 minutes with our OGs from KTTH here in Seattle. Love our folks in Portland, too. But anyway, like I was sharing with them, there's plenty to talk about. And I think the exciting thing about what's currently going on in markets is it corresponds perfectly with what we've been talking about, right? So if you listen to this show and anything that's happening in markets is surprising you, I don't know what to tell you. And when I say that, I'm not sticking my chest out. I'm saying that because typically when you make calls or you're looking for things to happen in this industry, even if you end up being right, it doesn't happen. You know, it's like life, right? It never happens when you say it's going to happen, right? It never works out exactly the way you say. It's just not the way things happen. Well, this one is. And I wish I could tell you because of my brilliance and my ability to know what's going to happen in the future. That's not why. Sometimes you just get lucky. And I know, right? You're not supposed to admit that. You're supposed to make people think that you're the market guru, that you got eyes in the back of your head. Unfortunately, I don't. I think we just pay a little more attention to these things than the average, you know, advisor and firm. And, you know, I think that's the value that we present to people. But anyway, so plenty to discuss. And we're going to get into the market update, but we're going to talk about the indexing problem. Now, we've been talking about the indexing problem, but it's happening right now. It's happening right now. And we're going to explain that to you. And then we're also going to talk. I heard a story of a new client of ours today, or this week rather, that I want to share with you guys. Because you know what the one thing worse than owning bonds is? Owning bonds and selling them at the bottom. And I'm not mocking anybody. I don't want to put people down. I understand that March was crazy. And but it's a real, it's anecdotal, but it's a very real anecdotal example of why we believe in our process so much more than the portfolio you're probably sitting in. And guys watching this, I'm going to plug this again. If you're listening to this show right now and you have a traditionally managed portfolio built with either mutual funds or ETFs in a stock bond split, it is infuriating to me that those portfolios have proliferated the way that they have. It's infuriating to me that you're still in that portfolio, because that portfolio is a slow motion train wreck. Okay. And it's so avoidable. And you've heard me talking about the problems with this portfolio for years, and they've all been proven right. Again, not because we can see into the future, because when you look at the structure and the rate complex, the interest rate complex, and what can happen with bonds, none of it's good. None of it's good. Right? Bonds go up when stocks go down. We're recording on Thursday. Look at your bonds today. Once again, your bonds are falling with your stocks. And this is the part that infuriates me. Not because I think people are dumb, guys. When I say infuriates, I'm not mad at the people. I'm just mad because as a fiduciary, you know that there is a way less risky, less costly way to avoid these problems. To be up, we're Thursday, markets are horrific, nasty, all over the place. Our average client is even to up today, and we're positive this week. Because we saw this coming. It's just a rotation. Rates are going up. It's happening right in front of you. And this is why that whole approach of just buy it and hold it, it's just going to, you're going to get wrecked. and you're going to pay too much to get wrecked. That's the other killer. Sitting there going, man, you can get wrecked for free. You don't need to pay for it. So what value are these people anyway? And again, I'm not bagging on it. I don't think your guy's bad. I just don't think your guy knows what he's doing. He's certainly not prepared for a market like this with rising rates. No financial advisor, most of them aren't, most of them alive today aren't. That's not an environment they've seen. Right? What is the phantom we've been fighting? It's deflation. Now you got inflationary signs popping up all over the place. Yields ripping to the upside. Stocks and bonds once again falling at the same time. But like I was going to say, do you know the one worse thing than owning bonds? It's to own bonds and panic sell them at the bottom. Right? So we're going to get into that. I went off there. You guys know how I am. We start talking bonds and I'm going to lose it. And then we're also going to address, we see a lot of people asking stuff, a lot of stuff floating around about a market crash. We're going to talk about whether we see a market crash coming. I first of all say right out of the gates, you know, you're talking about big market crashes. I don't think anybody can predict them. I think that you can see the environments. I think that it is very likely that, and you know, what did I tell you guys coming into this year? I think we're going to be all over the place. I don't think this is just going to be an up and to the right year. And as a matter of fact, one of the other things that we've said repeatedly is that we think the odds are favorite for this year is for markets to grind sideways overall, the indexes, anywhere from grinding sideways to losses of 10, 15, even 20% on the indexes seem, you know, that would be to me the base case, you know, somewhere between a zero return on the year, or, you know, negative 10 to 20% return on the year on the broader indexes. But at the same time, I think that if you have a right portfolio, I think you could have a phenomenal year. And that's going to be, and we're going to get into more of that in the indexing problem. But let's just stick with the market update so far. So, guys, once again, I don't want anybody to think that I am sticking my chest out and bragging, okay? Because I'm not. I don't have a crystal ball. But what I do want to do is I want to establish some credibility with you. So you listen to what we say and not just so you become a client of ours. And that's a motivation for doing the show, right? To get clients. Nope. It's a form of marketing. I'm not shy about admitting that. But I want to address it so you can see that there's a different way to do this, that there's a more efficient way, that there is a safer way, that you can make money even when markets are down. You don't just have to ride the slings and arrows of the indexes, the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. You don't need to do that. And so what is one of the things that we've been pounding the table for the last 5 months? A rotation into value. I've been pounding this for 5 months. A rotation into energy. That tech stocks were going to get hit. What were we talking about last March or last February and January in 2020? Saying that what was going on in China was really bad and our markets are going up and you need to be really careful because we're probably going to have some bad outcomes. Again, we don't know the future, but we're paying attention. And the portfolios that you were in, literally, one of their selling points is we're going to help you not pay attention. We're just going to ride it up and down no matter what happens. Okay, well, if that's your approach from 1950 to 2000, when U.S. government debt was never above 25 to 30% of GDP, when the economy was just cruising along at 2.5 to 3.5% a year, wage growth was climbing at about the same rate, right? Everything was perfect nirvana. You can do that in that environment. What is the environment we're in today? It's chaos. Government spewing money all over the place, rates popping because inflation expectations, indexes fall, right? It's madness. Record valuations in the middle of a pandemic when you've got, you know, depressionary level unemployment. And it's not quite depressionary now. Like I said, you know, unemployment level is probably about 10 to 12%. Now, again, if you're listening to that going, well, the jobs report just came in good. Unemployment dropped. Again, I've explained it to you. Go look at the interview that Jay Powell, head of the Federal Reserve, did, what is it, 2 weeks ago? He admitted it. He said the jobs number isn't accurate. It's probably more around 10%. So all this stuff is happening like we've laid out. And just walked you through it and told you that this was going to be happening. And look at energy. Look at the run that energy's on. Our energy stocks have just crushed it. We told you it was a lifetime, generational buying opportunity in energy. And, you know, I just know for a fact that your advisors haven't done that. You're just riding the markets. Anyway, I've pressed the time. I got off on a rant. You can't do that to me. You get me talking bonds, and I'm going off the rails. Anyway, we got to take a quick break, so stick with us through the break. We're going to finish the market update, and then we're going to get into the indexing problem. Guys, if you're listening to this and you own mutual funds and ETFs, you need to hear the next segment, okay? Because it corresponds perfectly with what we were saying last week, that we don't think a big crash is happening. We think you're probably going to see a pullback here in the high multiple names in tech, and it could get ugly. But we don't think a crash is happening. But if you're indexed, I think the run is over. If you're relying on mutual funds, I think the run is over. And it's going to be tough sledding for a while. So anyway, we're going to get into that. As always, guys, you can call us 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bullrickcapitalmanagement.com. Guys, invest 3 minutes and understand why our stock portfolios are up more than 15, 17% on the year, somewhere around there. Understand why our stock portfolios together outperformed the market last year, the S&P 500. Why we were only down 10 or 11% or so in our stock portfolios in March when the market was down 36. Why our clients are having a wonderful year. Find out. Right? It's not just because we're hot or we pick some stocks. It's the approach. It's the risk management model that we use. And there's just a better way. Like I said, less fees. So give us a call. Invest 3 minutes for the rest of your financial life. I don't think that that's a big investment. Right? There's a better way. Anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, March 25th, right after my show. And Zach, I'm excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken Bulwark's entire investment and retirement planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class. We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, Thursday, March 25th, right after my show. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing, too. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we're back. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sticking with us. So let's finish the market update. What is happening? If you look at the indexes this week, you'll probably see some weird stuff, right? Oscillating times where the Dow is up or down and the NASDAQ is up or down and not corresponding and kind of breaking free of each other. And it's kind of chaotic, right? Once again, guys, this is what a market rotation looks like. And this market rotation is going to be very violent because the excess was so large. Meaning that, you know, you're at the end here of the longest, or not end yet. I don't know that for sure. But, you know, you've got the longest bull market in U.S. history with record valuations and tech. And for good reasons, right? It's been a great run for tech. It's been incredible strides that a lot of these companies have made. But the valuations just got insane. And like always happens, when you get a sector that's that hot, the valuations in other places get insane, but on the other end of it, cheap. Because they just get left for dead. And you can only stretch that rubber band so far. And then just things like portfolio managers rebalancing their portfolio becomes a hindrance to the thing that has worked so well for really long. Right? Because when you think about it, if you're a portfolio manager and you're managing a diversified portfolio for your clients and you have something like tech that was up 40% last year and you've got something like energy that got slaughtered. right? What do you have to do? You've got to take some of the profits off the table on the thing that outperforms so much, and you have to reallocate it. Well, when the variance or the valuation stretch between these asset classes gets that extreme, right? That rotation process becomes extreme, which is the overpriced stuff drops violently, more so than people are expecting, and the undervalued stuff rises rapidly. Right? To give you an idea, you've seen the tape and the action this market. The NASDAQ and the S&P both went negative on the year. Our stock portfolios are up 17% and climbing this week. Got hit a little bit yesterday on our algorithmic portfolio, but it's already started de-risking. Value continues to motor along. But guys, we've got stocks like in our portfolio. Again, these are not recommendations. I don't know if they're appropriate for you. Do not trade on I want to give you real life examples. But we've got stock like Hanes Brands, United States Trucking, Goodyear Tire, that are up 40, 50, 60% in the last 2 months. Did we buy that because we knew some great news was coming out about Hanes Brands, that they're going to revolutionize underwear, right? Or make underwear tech, you know, tech savvy underwear? No. Did we think Goodyear Tire came out with some new advanced tire that's going to take over? No. Why'd we buy them? Because you could see the rotation into value and these things were left for dead. And again, not being arrogant, but when you see that and the rotation starts to happen, it's like picking up free money. And because these are good companies that have already been beaten down so badly, they don't have the room to fall, right? So you're not only are you getting way better returns on them, our value portfolio year to date now is up 26%, right? And it's just because of that stuff. And like I said, I love it on a risk management process because could I lose on Hanes Brands? Yeah, I could. Am I going to wake up? Is Hanes Brands going to compromise any one of our clients' retirement? Not when you're buying at an eight PE ratio, you know, in a market that's trading at a 40. Craziness. Okay, so the other thing, tech, right? Everybody's sitting there wringing their hands. Tech. Again, I don't really have a lot to add to that. You guys know my thoughts on this. I said the environment has changed. We were talking about this on an interview with Tony Greer last November, saying, look, the environment has changed. This has become extraordinarily bullish for energy. This has become extraordinarily bullish for value. Rates are probably going to go up. You're going to see inflation pop, and the tech run is over. And assets are going to start rotating back into more traditional type companies. Again, go back, guys. You know, I don't want to get off track. I know that there are a lot of you that have listened to this show for a long time that have maybe toyed with the idea of calling in or, you know, contacting us, and for whatever reason haven't. Go back and listen to what we said last February before any of this COVID started, before the market crashed. Go back and listen to what we've been saying for the last 4 months. You know, I always tell people having a radio show is a double-edged sword. You get it wrong and you're immortalized for it, right? It's never going away. You get it right and you're immortalized for it. I think the difference with us is you don't need to dig through the radio show. When we get it wrong, which we do, everybody in this business does, we're just going to come out and admit it. We're going to tell it to you. One of the things we got wrong last year was not being bullish enough coming out of the bottom. And I knew better. When the Fed unleashes the money like that, you just can't stand in the way of it. Now, we still had a good year because we didn't lose, which is another thing that we should focus on a little bit, right? Even though we didn't play the bottom right, why did our clients have a good year last year? Because they didn't lose 36%, right? When the market's down 36 and your average client's down 5, it makes it okay. It makes it pretty easy to have a decent year, even if you don't play the bottom right. This is the thing that makes me crazy. Everybody investing thinks about the growth. And they think about the growth or the hot stock because they don't understand how this works. Focus on the risk. Focus on not losing. The wins will come. Sometimes they'll be accidental. Sometimes you'll pick a stock on a flyer and it'll end up making you 5X. What do you need to keep an eye on? It's the downside. And last year for us is proof. We made an error. We didn't get aggressive enough at the bottom. Did it hurt our clients? No. Why? Because they were down 5. Right? It's risk management. When your error creates less gains That ain't a problem for retirement, for retirees or a retirement portfolio, right? So this tech thing, if you're loaded up with tech and you listen to this show, I don't know what to tell you. You know, good luck. I don't hope you get wrecked. I think you're going to. And at the very least, I think you're going to have a lot of, you know, I think you're going to have an extended time of pretty bad returns. But if you think that you're going to hold these companies and these valuations are going to hold, you're not. And a lot of people are about ready to learn a really valuable lesson. It's going to hurt. But markets can, yeah. You know, the thing that amazes me is you hear all these comments now. I'm seeing it on social media. These stocks can't quit dropping. And I hear them go, where, what? Are you like a worm? Do you have like a 10-second memory? Right? Like, are you not aware of financial history? Nothing continues to go up into perpetuity. That's not nothing. It's just odd to me that people's investment philosophy becomes something that's never occurred before, right? It's just the insanity that happens in manias and bull markets to get out of hand. And then value, like the other side on the market update side, you know, value just keeps cranking and it's still so cheap. So if you're sitting there going, well, I wanted to go with you guys, Zach, but you know, you guys are already up 26% on the year. I missed it. No. Look, these things are still so dirt cheap, guys. And this rotation is probably going to take, you know, years, honestly, if it's like rotations in the past. And I think it'll probably be bigger. Why? Because again, the imbalances were so big, right? These companies are ridiculously priced. It's madness. So anyway, we run out of time again. Got to take a quick break. But guys, call us 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. Sign up for our virtual roadshow coming up March 25th at 4 p.m. It costs nothing. We bake our whole planning process down into a 30-minute presentation, show you the performance of our stock portfolios, our bond replacement strategy, give you fee estimates on how we do things. We talk estate planning, if you need it and what it entails. We talk about long-term care. We talk about life insurance. We talk about Social Security. You name it, we're going to cover it. We make it 30 minutes and then we do a Q&A session afterwards. We're going to be joined by Dory Monson and Lars Larson. It's going to be a scintillating, financially focused roadshow with our good friends, Lars and Dory, joining us, who have been excellent friends to us personally and also to the show. But there's a better way, guys. Take the 3 minutes it takes to call us and educate yourselves. Educate yourselves on how we're lowering fees, improving performance, improving upside, and drastically lowering risk. It's going to be worth your time. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stick with us through the break. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in this economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, March 25th, right after my show. Zach, now is the time for everyone to take a hard look at their investment strategy.
Dory, there could not be a more prescient time. I'll answer all the big questions on investors' minds because I can promise you, if you're incorporating some of the long-running investment strategies in today's markets, like a basic 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're taking a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement.
Learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, March 25th. I'll be there too, right after my show. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Burr Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Have you heard? Beginning next year, all W-2 employees will be taxed for long-term care, but not if you have an existing plan in place. This new government program will make Washington State employees pay for a long-term care plan through that new payroll tax. You won't have a choice, and you won't be able to opt out unless you have an existing plan in place. I will not be paying the new tax because my wife and I have a plan through my friends at 525 Advisors. I recommend you do the same. Do it now because most people will be able to get better coverage for less than what they would be taxed. Long-term care is such an important part of your retirement planning. A good long-term care plan can make sure your care is funded and managed when you need it, protecting your loved ones and everything you've worked hard for. They also have plans that pay you back if you never tap into it. You think the plan from the state's going to do that? Don't be tricked by another government boondoggle. Talk to 525 Advisors about a plan that works for you. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for being with us and sticking with us. Now, oil, energy, you guys know my thoughts on that. Honestly, typically we'd be adding here, and I know that sounds crazy, but one of the things you realize in money management is that, contrary to what people think, when you start... When you're looking for something to happen and it starts going your way, a lot of people immediately want to start taking profits. And that can be prudent. But when you're on a trend like this that you think has legs, what you want to do a lot of times, and again, I'm not recommending you do this at home. Okay. I'm just saying when you're actually a money manager, you step on the gas. You're like, okay, it's happening. What I was looking for is happening. We haven't stepped, I mean, we've got a really big position in energy, so I think we're plenty exposed, but we haven't stepped on the gas because we keep looking for a pullback, an opportunity, right, to add at lower prices, and it's just not happening. So I would be a little cautious with oil here. I still think it's a great long-term buying opportunity. I think, oil stocks are still too cheap. You know, you got oil looking like it's making its way to 70. Okay, well, look at the last time oil was at 70 and go look at some of these stocks. See where they were, right? Chevron, ConocoPhillips, Exxon. You go look at those. And that right there should tell you how high these things could go. But then also understand when oil was at 70 and those stocks were at those prices, they were still dirt cheap because nobody wanted to own energy. Now, you can't own energy because everybody's divesting. Have you looked at 13Fs lately? People are buying up energy stocks again. What did I tell you? Told you don't listen to this divesting talk, as literally quoted on this radio show. I said, look, you want to know when energy is going to turn? Energy is going to turn when tech crashes. And you can't just print money owning these ridiculous tech names. And you actually have to go out and find value. What's happening? You see it. How are these energy stocks going up? Everybody's going to be divesting them. Once again, nonsense. Jim Cramer, 7 months ago, don't touch energy. You can't do it. These oil companies are no-go. Literally the other day. Now, these stocks have doubled since he said that. Now he loves it. Oh, yeah, that's a buy. Get in there. Here, you bet. Yeah, you bet. He likes to buy things that have doubled. You know, what did Buffett do? What were his biggest net purchases last year? Oil and natural gas. Why? Because we buy fear, guys. We buy cheap fear. That is how you build wealth. We don't take flyers at crazy stuff just because it's down. But when we know that the narrative is nonsense, that we're going to be totally clean air, carbon free by 2025, 2030, nobody's going to need oil anymore. Come on. If you buy that, I got a bridge to sell you. Just look at that. It's completely ridiculous. Matter of fact, we got the numbers. I think I said this on the last show. We got the numbers. The EIA or the IEA, energy, whatever. It's like the head, group on oil. They came out, IEA, I believe is what it is, IEA. International Energy Association. That sounds right. Anyway, I think it's the IEA. They came out and said that 2021 oil consumption is going to be higher than 2019. Why? China and India. What did I tell you for the last 6 months? Don't worry about what's happening here in the United States. When the two countries that together have 40% of the world's population keep using oil and natural gas, it really won't matter much what we do here. You know, I don't know what to tell you. If you listen to this show, the energy move should not have caught you off guard. Right? So that's it on the market update, guys. Of course, our fearless millennial that handles my editing, he's going to love the fact that I just went over. But as always, guys, if you want to be able to have a portfolio that is up substantially this year, that was only down 5% last March, 5 or 6, depending on how you were as a client, your portfolio structure. If you want people that are looking for these massive market rotations and finding these good, safe companies that have been left for dead, if you want less risk, more upside, and less fees, guys, which you should, call us. I think we've had a pretty good track record. And hopefully you home gamers have benefited from it as well. Again, not sticking my chest out, guys. I've gotten things wrong before. But these big things, you know, like I was saying, you know, this rotation that's happening, that's driving our performance, which is even blown me away. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, it's a tough business. But there's a better way to do it. And I think we've proved that to you. And more importantly, if you're in the traditional portfolio, it's going to be a problem. Call us, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, boardcapitalmanagement.com. Follow us on Twitter at @KYRRadio. You guys know the drill. Get the Common Sense Investing booklet, right, to find about our bond replacement that's insured against loss and rises with the markets, that has no fee. We got better answers, guys. And more importantly, you're watching it. Today was another day. Stocks down and bonds down. You got all the proof. Don't be the person that changes at the realization of pain. Be the person that changes in anticipation of pain. Spend the 3 minutes. Call us. Anyway, got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, March 25th, right after my show. And Zach, I'm excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken Bulwark's entire investment and retirement planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class. We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, Thursday, March 25th, right after my show. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing, too. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borough Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. If you're like me, you look forward to this every weekend. I have been working with Zach and his team for several years now because Zach gets it. He puts his clients first. And for me, that's what it's all about. I know retirement planning can seem daunting at times, but my personal experience has taught me having a professional in your corner is essential. And Zach and his team have proven to me and my clients to be a tremendous asset. Not only will he guide you through your options, he will listen to you and make your concerns his top priority. So give Zach and his team a call. You'll be glad you did. And when you're ready, we can show you how to make sure your retirement plans aren't derailed by an extended healthcare event. We have many options to protect your nest egg and your family, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. You can learn more about us and our upcoming events at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us. So going to move into that. Now, we're going to talk about the indexing problem. But before I get going, if you look at some of those stocks I listed, again, this is Thursday. We're recording from Phoenix. If you go back and look at some of the stocks that we talked about, which I know that many of you will, on Thursday, you'll see that they get hit. They might get hit more. They might get hit more Friday. Maybe they get hit a little. But this is that time again, and none of those are recommendations. Okay, I don't know what your situation is. You know, we manage our portfolios completely different than you do. Take this with a grain of salt. But I'm going to send out, and I know a lot of the clients listen to this, but I'm sending out a client update letter right now that I hope to get out by Monday, where I'm going to tell them, look, you know, we're going to play some defense here because we think there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. And you know, especially in our value portfolio, which is up, you know, 26% in 2021, you don't want to give that back, right? At the same time, I'm going to tell them all to ignore the short-term returns because we will probably get hit a little bit here in value. And the reason why is because as these things go lower, I am buying them and I'm going to continue to buy them. And if they go lower, I will buy more. I'm actually to the point on a lot of these companies that I actually hope the stock drops. That's how cheap they are. That's how mispriced they are. And do I know for a fact that'll play out? No. But this is those times, you know, where you need to do this in investing all the time. But there are these times where you have these opportunities that you have to buy the fear. Not because you think it's going to go up, but because you know you're buying an undervalued asset. And I think that that's really key, guys, to understand that difference. I don't know what these stocks are going to be up by the end of the year. I think it'll be a lot, but I don't know. I'm not going to make prognostications. We're not buying them because I think they're going to go up. We're buying them because they're cheap. And now all the winds that have been blowing in their face, right, for the last decade or more are all now tailwinds, right? That's why we're buying them. And as this tech wreck unfolds, again, I don't think we're not predicting an 85% drop in the NASDAQ like the last tech bubble. I talked about that last week. I don't think you're going to see a tech crash. I do think it is highly possible to see the NASDAQ pull back 20 to 30%. People are like, well, that would be a crash. No, it's not, guys. It was up 40% last year. We're outside of a COVID year where everybody isn't forced to only use tech. Some of that premium that was built into the stocks last year should come out of tech. Tech's not going to have as good a year. Book it. Write it. Ain't going to happen. And that's why we didn't want to be in tech. Because when you have things that are priced to perfection like that, here's another thing that I want you to see. And we're going to get into the indexing problem. But I know for a fact, Zoom Technologies caught a lot of investors off guard. And I'm going to tell you what happened. And it's something that we've been waiting for. Okay, Zoom Technologies announced their most recent quarter. And they blew it out. Great earnings. Stock went up 9 or 10% in after hours. Next day, stock opens up 9 or 10% from the after hours and goes to down 10% on the day. Everybody's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? It's, guys, it's the multiple. Investors sat there and looked at that quarter and then looked at the insane valuation on Zoom and went, okay, it's never going to get better than this. And what is hilarious about this is we've been telling you, as we go into second and third and fourth quarter of this year, tech with these crazy valuations, they're up against brutal comps from last year. Last year was the most profitable year on record for tech. Right? So what's probably going to happen? A lot of these companies are going to miss. Then you flip over and you look at the value companies. What are they going to be reporting? They've got the easiest comps on record. If they just unlock the front door of their business is going to improve by 50 to 60% this year, right? They win by default and they're record cheap. So in that backdrop, what do you think's going to happen? You're going to rotate and it's going to catch you off guard. And here's why. It's the indexing problem. And you can see it in our portfolio. Algorithmic portfolio is doing great on the year too. I think it's up 8%. Markets down one, I want to say, something like that, or flat on the year, something like that. But specifically the value. Why is it that the value portfolio can be up 26% in 2 months when the market is flat to negative? Why is that? I'll tell you. It's the indexing problem. So, and this applies to your mutual funds too, guys. So the issue here is, as these tech companies, and I've told you this 100 times, but I want to reemphasize it again so you really understand it, because now you're watching it happen. Okay. The indexing problem, all of your ETFs just track indexes. Okay. So if the index goes down, you're going down with it, right? But then you see, like, look at the S&P, right? The S&P's got a lot of companies. It's got energy companies that are doing really well. It's got value, some value companies that are doing really well, right? It's got a big spread. Why is the S&P going down if really it's only tech getting hit? It's because tech has like a 40% weighting in the S&P. Shoot, the top five stocks in the NASDAQ are like 26, 27% of the S&P, right? So meaning that if tech rolls over, the index is going down because there isn't enough stuff on the other side to counterbalance. It's top heavy, right? It's like trying to think of an analogy, but like if you took like a big teardrop, right? That was like solid, a teardrop shape. And you tried to balance it on the small end, right? Good luck. What's it going to do? It's going to topple over. It's too top heavy, right? That's the way the indexes are right now. And I think this dynamic, so what we're seeing play out is exactly what I've been telling you guys, is that you could see a value portfolio like ours, and I'm not making predictions, guys. It's stupid to do in this business. But I'm just saying it's entirely possible. And based on the performance we've had so far, we're already halfway there. But I think it's entirely possible you could see a value portfolio up, you know, 30, 40, 50% this year while the market was down 15. Because of that nature, because of those value stocks don't have enough weight to counterbalance tech. And all of your mutual funds, well, I got mutual funds that are actively managed. Yeah, but they're managed against the S&P 500. So if we look through that mutual fund, it's going to look exactly like the index. Same issue. Well, no, I've got a value mutual fund. Okay, pop the top on that value mutual fund and tell me what the top 10 holdings are. I guarantee you it's tech loaded. Don't trust the title of the mutual fund. And if you don't know how to do that, if you don't really know what's in your mutual fund, if you always just assumed that the mutual fund had to be what the title was, call us. You're probably sitting on landmines and you don't even know it. Holy smokes, guys. I'm just telling... I want to see everybody do well. I think it's a simple positioning thing and some good active management. Because while everybody's freaked out about a market crash, there are unbelievable opportunities right now. Unbelievable. Generational buy opportunities. And they're still there. It's still dirt cheap. You guys can tell I'm not very fired up about this, right? And I want you to understand something. You get to know me and you'll know me personally and you'll understand this about me. But one of the reasons I get so fired up is if you have the capability of doing this at home, I want you to benefit from what you hear on the show. Again, I'm a firm believer in do the right things, you know, give solid advice and work hard. And the business side of it always takes care of itself. The reason I get so fired up is I know a lot of people are in for some pain and they don't need to be. You just don't need to be. You know, would you be happy if you had a portfolio that was, you know, down less than 7% back in March and has solidly outperformed the S&P 500 over the last 3 years? And cost you substantially less than competitive portfolios? I don't know how you wouldn't. And that's possible. That's what we're doing. There's just a better way. Anyway, so this indexing problem, you're watching it play out right now. You're watching exactly what we were hoping and warning you we thought was happening. Don't know for sure. And we're going to keep an eye on it, right? It's, we don't, like I said, we didn't get that right because we've got eyes in the back of our head and we're special. It's just, this is what happens. Kind of the same reason we bought GameStop. You know, you do this long enough and you see these situations come and you go, look, it's not guaranteed to play out this way, but shoot, it looks like an 80 to 90% likelihood. And if we catch it right, it's going to be golden. And again, the other thing I love about it is we're making tech-like returns here, guys, with safe, cheap companies that are trading at a fraction of the market multiple, that have clean balance sheets, that aren't going anywhere. You shoot, Goodyear Tire, we thought they were cheap. So we bought them at like $12 or whatever it was. They turn around and buy Cooper Tire. Now, Goodyear Tire, don't you think they probably know the tire business pretty well? Right? I would think so. Why do you think they bought Cooper Tire? Because Cooper Tire was dirt cheap just like they were. And they know the business. That's another thing that we always look for, which shocks me that people don't. But There's another company, and again, I don't want to put it out there because I don't want to make a recommendation, but there's another company right now, right, that we really like that's dirt cheap, that I think is in a beautiful industry that is going to do nothing but go up. And it is deeply undervalued. It gets no love in the marketplace. And the CEO, who is great, is buying stock out of his personal account hand over fist, millions of dollars at a time. Right? Insider buying. Why do I like to pay attention to that? Because nobody knows the business like the people that run it. And when I see Goodyear Tire turn around and buy Cooper Tire, it makes me convinced that A, our assessment of them being cheap is correct. It also makes me convinced that they're competent management. Why? Because they make an acquisition at the bottom. They don't do it when Cooper Tire is trading at a record, which is what all too many of these executives do. We have a joke, which is most executives make acquisitions of companies that they should have bought 3 years earlier, right? It's like a regret purchase. But these opportunities are out there just all over the place, guys, all over the place. And if you're sitting in mutual funds, you're going to be exposed to way more risk, way more downside, and you're not going to be able to take advantage of this because you're just going to be riding the markets and they're up against it. The other thing is, what have we been talking about for a long time? Rising rates. Well, rates are rising. So your bonds are taking a whooping just at the same time your stocks are. Which brings me to the next comment that I wanted to make. How are we doing on time here? I got about 5 minutes left. The next thing I wanted to talk about, and I alluded to this in the warm-up, the market update, was, you know, the one thing worse than being a bondholder. And there's some cases, I run into some clients. I don't want to paint with too broad a brush here. I've run into cases where clients have old legacy bonds that are still throwing out 4.5%, 5.5%. Guys, if you got a high quality bond that's paying 4.5% to 5%, you become a client with our firm, we're going to keep it. Okay. Because if it's paying 4% to 5% and, you know, it's going to retire in the next 3 to 5 years, we're just going to hold that sucker. I don't care if the value drops. We can't get a guaranteed 4.5% or 5.5% other places. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the bond funds. I'm talking about new bonds that are being issued today. It just they make no sense. And they're crashing right alongside your stock portfolio. Guys, we've been on the air talking about this for 6 years. If you still have 40% or 50% or 30% of your net worth in bonds, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. It's a bridge to nowhere. Like, I don't even know how you'd sell it. Like, what would your catchphrase be on a bond portfolio? Hey, buy our bond fund because you'll lose money slowly. Right? That's your marketing pitch. We won't lose money fast. Put it here. At Hammond and Hammond Brothers, we'll lose your money slower than the other guy. Right? That's the sales pitch you're buying. It's madness. Or I got people out there I run into all the time, have $1 million sitting in cash because they're petrified. Well, guys, we got a bond replacement strategy that's up 10% in the last 12 months that's insured against loss, for crying out loud, without a fee. There's a better way. But what I was going to get into, classic story here. Client comes in, $2 million portfolio, super nice guy. And he goes, well, you know, I'm like, well, what's the reason you talk? Do you have a guy? You know, what have you been doing with your Yeah, I got a guy managing my money. And that's kind of the reason I'm in talking to you. And I go, well, what happened? He goes, well, I got hit really hard last year. And I go, oh, really? And I immediately knew why. The only way you got hit last year is if somebody panic sold the bottom. And so he goes, yeah, they panic sold the bottom, but not everything. They kept some of the money in stock, so that was kind of the saving grace. But right at the bottom, literally right at the bottom, they panic sold the bonds. Now, that was a new one. I hadn't heard that one before. And I went, really? And he goes, yeah. And I called him and I go, why did you panic? So why'd we get out of the bonds? And he goes, well, we had to get rid of the bonds because the bond market was in chaos. It wasn't doing what it should. And he asked the guy, well, what do you mean? And he goes, well, bonds are supposed to go up when stocks go down, and the bonds were down 20%. And of course, they just bottom ticked the market. Fed stepped in and started buying corporates, and boom, bonds bounced right back and finished with gains on the year. Not much, but gains. And they panic sold the bonds. And his justification for doing it. And again, I probably a great guy. As a matter of fact, the client said he was a great guy. Probably is. Okay, and I want you guys to know that whenever I'm talking about this, I'm talking about competency and your results as an investor. I'm not bagging on these people individually. Like I've told you all 100 times, the vast majority of these people are good people doing the best they can. They're not trying to be shysters or anything like that. But he said, yeah, the bonds are doing something they've never done. And I'm looking at him going, they've been doing this for 13 years. And prior to 1980, they'd done it the previous 70 years. This is a return to normal, man. This is an anomaly. And it's been happening for 13 years. But once again, it goes to our point. When do these people make changes? When they lose 20%. They always want to buy insurance after the fire. You could see this bloody train coming down the pipe for a decade. Rates were at zero. They are at zero. Where can bonds go? Down. It's just math. And that's why I get heated and I get fired up because there's a better way to do this. You don't need to risk your long-term financial security. You can do it much safer. You can be in a portfolio that was down 5 or 6% in March and finish with great gains on the year and that's sitting on great gains this year while paying less fees. You don't have to do this. So spend the 3 minutes it takes to pick up your phone. And if nothing else, even if you don't speak to us, just get the Common Sense Investing booklet. Educate yourselves. You guys, this is your financial future. It literally is the rest of your life. I'm not trying to sell you, you know, the new iodized coating for your paint job on your new Chevy, right? I'm trying to sit there and say, hey, we got a great idea to make your money more productive, charge you less in fees, and make sure it never goes away. Does that interest you? It should. So just educate yourselves. We're not going to twist your arm. Get answers. Stop the bleeding. Avoid the unavoidable train that is coming down the tracks at you right now. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next week. This is the Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Download and subscribe at knowyourriskradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.